Today we're doing Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We left off on the bottom line of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we were talking about making bald spots on your head as a sign of mourning. That is a bad thing. You're not allowed to pull out your hair. I don't even have any hair. You're not allowed to wherever you can find it. You're not allowed to pull out your hair as a sign of mourning. So says the Gemara, last line of the page. Hani Dalid Vehei Krichos Hechi Dami. These four or five bald spots. We say if you make four or five bald spots, you're chayav four or five malkios. So what's the example where you could be chayav four or five malkios for making four or five bald spots? Ilema bezeh acharzeh ubechamesh hasraos. If someone warned you, don't make a bald spot, and then you pulled out some hair, and then someone said, don't make another bald spot, and then you did it again, and then someone warned you, don't make another bald, and you kept on doing it, so then, pshita, of course you chayav five times. Because each time you did it was totally independent. You got a separate hasra'a each time. So obviously you're going to be chayav five times. Ella b'chada hasra'a. So it must be talking about where a guy said, don't make a bald spot. And then he said, oh yeah? And he pulled out one, two, three, four, five. So you had one hasra'a, you were only warned once, but you did it five times. That must be the case where you're chayav five malkios. Says Gemara, mi mechayev? Would you be chayav five malkios if you were only warned once? I'll give you a parallel case. What's a nazir not allowed to do?
Drink wine.
Let's say you tell a nazir one day, don't drink wine. And he drinks a whole bottle. So he gulps some, more. How many times is he chayv? So vatnan, nazir shayishosayayin kolayom. If a nazir drinks wine all day, but you only warned him once, einu chayv elachas. He's only chayv once. So if a guy warns you, don't pull out your hair, and you pull out your hair five times, you should only be chayv one malchus. So what's the case where you chayiv five malchios? Continuing in the Nazi case, Amrlo al tishta. If they keep on warning you, don't drink, and then you drink. Don't drink, and then you drink more. Vushosa, you drink each time, chayiv al kalachas vachas. Then you chayiv each and every time you drink wine as a nazir. So again, the Gemara's question over here is very simply, what's the case where you chayiv five times for making five bald spots? It can't be a case where you're warned each time, because that's obvious. What's a case where it's a chiddush, where somehow we're being taught that you chayiv five times malchus for making five bald spots? Now, the assumption in this question is that in order to make five bald spots, you need to make them one after the other. You can't make five bald spots simultaneously. Why can't you make five bald spots simultaneously? You only have two hands. Right, so the assumption is that it would be very difficult for a person to make five bald spots simultaneously. If it were possible, though, then I could see how you'd get five malchios. Someone would say, don't make a bald spot, and you would make five bald spots simultaneously. That might be a chiddush, that you get five malchios. Says Gemara, there's a way to do it. Lo tzricha tisach chamesh etzba'os of nasha. You put hair removal ointment on five different fingers on your hand, and then v'osvinu b'basachas. You stick all five fingers on your head like that, and now you pick up your fingers, and there are five bald spots for the places where your five fingers were. Davila asra'a l'kol chada v'chada. We view the warning that you got as a warning that goes on each of those bald spots that you just made. So that's our case, where you can be chayav five malkios for five bald spots. Main point number one. The case where you're chayav five malkios for five bald spots, where it's a chiddush that you're chayav five malkios for five bald spots, is when you put hair removal ointment on five fingers and make five bald spots simultaneously. It's where you put hair removal ointment on five fingers and make five bald spots simultaneously. And then you chayv for each one, exactly. Now says the Gemara, okay, but what's a bald spot? Let's say I pull one hair out. Is that called that I made a bald spot? V'kama shir karcha. How much hair do you have to pull out for it to be called a bald spot? Four opinions the Gemara is going to have. Rav Huna amar kadei shiira mirosha. Rav Huna says, if it's a bald spot, if you could see the scalp, that's when you pulled out enough for it to be called a bald spot. Rabbi Yochanan amar mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon ki gris. It's got to be the size of a certain type of bean called a gris. Acherim omrim kadei shiira mirosha. Others say when it's a bald spot, which is still the same as the first opinion. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva pligi ba tlasa tanai. And it's actually a three-way machlokas tanai. Chadom or kagris, one opinion says the size of this gris bean. V'chadom kadei shiir mirosha, one says as long as it's a bald spot, as long as you can see the scalp. V'chadom kishtei sa'aros, what does that mean? two hairs, which means it may not be a bald spot at all. You just pull two hairs out. And some say, no, two hairs isn't an opinion. No one holds that. Rather, the size of a lentil, the size of an adasha, is called a bald spot. And the way to remember it is, Baheres kigris umichya beka adasha. That the two, there are two different types of tzara'as that have different sizes that are problematic. A baheres tzara'as is the size of a gris. A michya tzara'as is the size of an adasha, is problematic. And that's the way to remember the different sizes of the bald spots for which you're chayiv. It matches the different sizes of tzara'as for which you'd become tameh, the different sizes of the bald spots. Main point number two, four opinions. How large a bald spot you're chayiv for. Four opinions, how large balls are you chayiv for? New, what are they? You tell me. What are the four opinions that we had? A bald spot, two hairs, a gris, if you can see it is a bald spot, and a lentil. Right. So the four opinions are a visible scalp, right? That's a bald spot. A gris, it's a type of bean. Two hairs, or a lentil, an adasha. Period. So now, new issue. Tana, hanota melo piyazug b'Shabbos chayiv. What if you pull out hairs, a scissor full of hair on Shabbos? So you chayiv for what melacha? Gozes. Good. V'kama melo piyazug. How much is a scissor full of hair? Amar Rav Yehuda shtayim. Just means two hairs. That's enough to be chayiv on Shabbos for gozes. V'atanya lekarcha shtayim. But doesn't the Brisa say that it's only for the Isra of making bald spots that you're chayiv on two hairs, but not for the Isra of Shabbos that you're chayiv on two hairs? Ema v'chein l'kar chashtayim. Now what it means to say is that just like on Shabbos, you're chayiv when you pull out two hairs, you're also chayiv for making a bald spot when you pull out two hairs. Tanya namiyachim, the Brisa says just like this. Hanota malopi azug b'Shabbos chayiv. If someone takes out a scissor full of hair on Shabbos, he's chayiv. V'kama melopi azug, how much is called a scissorful? Shtayim, two hairs. Rabbi Lezer Omer, achas. Rabbi Lezer says, even one hair you're chayiv for. Umodim chacham l'Rabbi Eliezer, and everyone would agree to Rabbi Eliezer, b'malaket levanos mitoch shchoros afilu achas shu chayiv. That if you pull out only one hair, but it's a white hair from an otherwise full head of black hair, and you're pulling it out so that you don't look old, you're yanking out the white hair so that you don't look old, then you're going to be chayiv even on Shabbos for only one hair. Because why is it that two hairs is what's mechayiv you for Shabbos? Two hairs is what's considered a significant act. You're doing something significant, but if when you pull out one white hair, that's significant also, because there's a purpose to it. It's not just one. It's not just one hair. It's one hair that really sticks out. So when you pull out one white hair, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. V'davar zeh afilu b'chol asr. And then the Gemara is mechadesh that even on a weekday you're not allowed to pull out one white hair if you're a man. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Just like a man is not allowed to wear feminine clothing, a man is not allowed to do feminine things. So beautifying himself by pulling out a white hair is called a feminine thing, and therefore a man is not allowed to do that even on a weekday. Someone asked me a shayla last week. A guy had noticed in his eyebrows that he had one very unusually long white hair in his eyebrow, and he wanted to pull it out both because it was very unusually long and because it was white. He wanted to know if that was mutter. I thought that was mutter because it wasn't dafka because it was white. But anyway, main point number three. You're chayiv for pulling two hairs out on Shabbos, or even one hair if it's white. And that would also be an issur of doing feminine things. So again, you're chayiv for pulling out two hairs on Shabbos, even one hair if it's white, and pulling out a white hair is also issur because it's doing feminine things. Now back to cutting payas off. V'amakiv pa'as rosho. Someone cuts his payas off, he gets malchus. Tan rabbanan. Pa'as rosho sof rosho. What does it mean, pa'as rosho? It means the end of your head, the end of the hair on your head. Ve'ezu sof rosho. What's called the end of the hair on your head? Za mashvet zdav l'choriozno l'padachto. It means the area that we call the payas. The sides of the head, right near the ear, right? That's what we call the payas. Tani tanaka medrav chista. echad makif ve'echad nikaf loke. What does that mean? No, come on. Both the barber and the barbie are get malchus. Both of them get. Oh no, that's recorded. Both of them get malchus. I would never say something bad about Barbie. So both of them get malchus. Both the guy getting the haircut and the guy giving the haircut. Amrle manda achol tamri ba'arvi lo laki. He says, oh, what, a guy who just eats dates out of a basket gets malchus? That must have been a common expression. What he means to say is, why should you get malchus if you're just sitting there? I think this is Sharbat's question before. Why would you get malchus? Why would you get malchus if you're just sitting there? You're not doing anything. Someone else is doing everything. Why would you get malchus? Says Gemara, three reasons. Number one, Damar l'chamani Rabbi Yudi, Damar lav shema ma'isalokan lav. Maybe we're assuming like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you get malchus even when you don't do anything, even on a lav shein bo maisa, even on a lav that does not involve any action, even if you're just sitting there. That's number one. Number two, Rava Omer b'makifli atzmo v'divrei akol. You are doing something. We're talking about a guy who's giving himself a haircut, and then he's going to be chayv two malchus, both for being the barber and for being the
Barbie.
Very good. Third opinion, Rav Ashi Amar b'misayeya v'divrei akol. You're not doing nothing when you're getting a haircut. You're moving your head to the left, to the right, this way, to the left, to the right. You're moving your right, so you're helping. And if you're helping, that's called doing something. So that's why you get malchus. Main point number four, three explanations why the nikaf would be chayiv. Three explanations. No, you tell me. Explanation number one is, we're assuming like the opinion that lav shein b'maisa lo kan lav. Good, Mikey. Explanation number two, why would the nikaf be chayiv? What's he doing? He's not doing anything. Explanation number two. What? That's the third explanation. Was he's giving himself a haircut, so he is doing something. And explanation number three is he's helping out, so he is doing something. Those are the three explanations of why the nikuf is going to be chayv. Second one was that he's cutting his own payas off, so he is doing something. If he is, we're saying that if he is, then he's going to be chayiv. And if he's not, then he won't be chayiv. It's still usher, but he won't be chayiv. You won't get malchus for it. Vamashchis pa'as zekano. What's mashchis pa'as zekano? What was that about? What's mashchis pa'as zekano? That's shaving with a razor. Shaving with a razor. Tan rabbanan pa'as zekano sof zekano. That means the ends of his beard. Vezu sof zekano shibola zekano. And where's that? The five spots that the Mishnah spoke about. It's impossible to tell what that is just by reading the word shibola zekano. V'misareit srita achas. What was that about? That was about cutting oneself. Remember we said, you're not allowed to cut yourself as a sign of mourning? Tan rabbanan. V'sarat yachal afilu sarat al beso shenafal val svinaso shatava bayam. One might think that this issur applies even if the reason you're cutting yourself is not because of a death, but because you have a boat that just sunk in the ocean, or your house just caved in, and that's why you're cutting yourself. You might think that you're chayiv for that. Tamalom or la nefesh. That's why the pasuk says no. You're only chayiv if you cut yourself la nefesh. What does la nefesh mean?
For a life.
For someone dying. Einu chayiv ela la meis pilvad. One is only chayiv if they cut themselves in mourning over a death. Uminayin le mesarit chamish shvitos al meis echad shu chayiv al kolachas v'achas. How do I know that if you make five cuts for one dead person, that you chayiv five malkios? How do I know that? Tamalomar v'sarat l'chayev akol shrita v'shrita. Pasuk says v'sarat yichayev for each cut. Rabbi Yosi Omer minayin l'misarit shrita achas al hay mesim shul chayev al kol achas v'achas. What does that mean? Shrita achas al hay mesim. One cut for five dead people that you're going to be chayev five times for one cut. Tamalomar l'nefesh l'chayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh. The word l'nefesh teaches me every life you're chayev for. Wait a second. We already used the word lenefesh to teach us that you're not chayev when what happens? Lebeso shenafal, when your house caves in, usfinaso shetav biyam, or your boat sinks. So kasav rabbi yosi srita ugedida achasiu ksifasam lemeis. Well, it says twice in the Torah. It says not to do a srita, and it also says losus go to do. And we assume those both mean the same thing, that you're not allowed to cut yourself. And it says, by both of them, it says, lemeis. So that's why we can make both drashos. Main point number five, last main point. A person is only chayiv for cutting himself over a death, but he's chayiv for each cut, and he's chayiv for each dead person that he's cutting himself for. So again, a person is only chayiv for cutting himself over a death, but he's chayiv for each cut, and he's chayiv for each dead person that he's cutting himself for. That is Chafan Beis. Questions? Yeah, Baruch.